the studio.
We do,
today.
Indeed.
We have the amazing Alice Hunter, whose voice you may have heard a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, we have Ellen Gear, who's calling in right now.
Oh, she is.
Shall we say hi to her?
Absolutely.
So that's great. Hello, Ellen. This is Andrew James from State of the Art. You're live on the radio. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome and hi.
Ellen, it's Michael Sterling. We met when you were here last.
Yes, I remember you, yes.
How are you? Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
And we didn't have to, want to ask you to drive all the way into Los Angeles.
I know. What has happened to our beautiful community with this traffic?
I know, but I hope that you were okay with that. I mean, we'd love to see your beautiful face in the studio, but... Yes. Well, you know what? I was just starting to talk about you, and so I'm going to give her proper introduction. So do you mind? All right,
no.
Just for our listening audience. Always the consummate, captivating actress, Ellen has worked continuously for 46 years in television and motion pictures since making her debut in Richard Lester's Petulia in support of Julie Christie and George C. Scott. Probably best remembered for her turn as the committed actress who is lined up as the third and last date for Harold by his mother in the cult classic Harold and Maude. Miss Gear has played character and supporting parts in scores of movies and television shows. Some of her other film credits include Hard Traveling, Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, Phenomenon, and The Odd Couple 2. You see, our studio audience loved those credits.
Ellen, what a pleasure to have you call in today. I tell you, I've been out...
And now, embarrassing moments.
Ellen, you'll have to excuse us. There's a button on our board here today that I have accidentally clicked that allows me to play every sound effect we have in our arsenal.
Oh, you're going to go crazy.
I'm telling you, you just got the premiere intro that will now be used for every great guest, and you're the only one who's gotten it so far. How does that sound?
I love being an original.
You certainly are.
Thank
that.
You.
I have on so many occasions had a chance to come out to the Theatricum and see so many wonderful shows out there. First of all, I love your dedication to Shakespeare. Was that something your father, Will Gear, was that something he shared?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He actually gave me my Shakespeare book. And, I have little troubles over the years. And he gave me my Shakespeare and he said, here, Ellen, read any line from here and you'll never have to go to a psychiatrist. And he's right.
That's a great line. What a wonderful line that is.
Yeah. No, we grew up with Shakespeare. It was the kind of thing he would take me to a college class he was teaching, and he would say, okay, Ellen, now do Viola, this act, this scene. And I just had to be ready, and I learned to love the material, because it's all about humanity.
That's absolutely true. And it's interesting to see how applicable it is today when you look at the universality of his words 500 years ago and the subject matter and how it still applies to our lives today. It's really amazing.
Well, we found out putting on Titus Andronicus, which is a play that I've always kind of steered away from, because it's so male and so vicious, it's kind of perfect. This could sound funny. It's perfect for today, because it's about a government that's gone awry, and what happens to people when the government kind of has its own scene going, and the citizens are left standing with their mouths agape.
Right.
So we put on. I put that on it, and for some reason, people are really, really liking it. So, you know, it's when you go to the theater and recognize things, that's what it's all about.
Well, and you obviously have such a diverse season there at one of LA's most beautiful outdoor venues. It's nestled up in the hills of Topanga Canyon. I'm from Malibu, so it's right in my neck of the woods. How long have you been there in that venue?
Oh, well, we moved there in the 50s with my dad, and then after he passed in the 70s, we all got together and said, well, we're going to carry it on, and we created these wonderful educational programs as well as the summer repertory season, you know, and we have a good company that flows in and out and always welcoming the new ones. It's a wonderful life, and very fortunate that the LA community has supported us to keep us going over the years.
Well, and you know, it's a very mystical experience to come out there to that beautiful
theater. Oh, is it?
Don't you? I think so.
I agree. Very much.
I think it's very unique and very special from the moment you actually from the moment you kind of head up the road in Topanga Canyon, and then you find the parking lots available to the parking, and then you have that wonderful walk into that theater. It's just breathtaking, really.
It is. It's a beautiful part of the canyon. It is, and we're very lucky that, you know, we turned the family home into a venue for the LA community, and now people are coming from far away, and then so it's good. It's good. We're theater people. That's what we are.
Well, so the press information that Andrew and I have lists every single performance of what you're doing out there, which is a beautiful, beautiful season. Can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up that people can have the opportunity of seeing? I know that.
Oh, absolutely. We're now at the point where we have all five shows in repertory. Mm-hmm. Midsummer is playing now, and that seems to be the staple for everyone because it's the best way to introduce your kids to Shakespeare. And it's a lovely experience with fairies in the woods. You can't beat it, you know. It's really beautiful. And then this year we did something. I just thought we needed an on the edge season, so I put Romeo and Juliet in East Jerusalem, you know, and that's a country and religions working things out, and sometimes their values get suppressed onto the young, mm-hmm. which happens, and the young couldn't get together, so suicide was their way out. So it's that I think is good for teenagers to see, so they can rebel if they need to. and then we have Uncle Tom's Cabin was a book that has penetrated my heart for many, many years, and then it went through the period of everybody thinking of Uncle Tom as a horrible thing, you know, and then it became packed onto him and the name, and most many, many people hadn't even read the novel written by Harriet Beecher Stowe, who was a religious woman.
Yes.
And she was writing in a time when women aren't supposed to write anyway. Mm-hmm. Stay home already. And so she wrote this book, and she started the whole thing of the realization that our country was built slavery, you know. But she also brought into this marvelous novel about how the industrial nations up north were really doing the same kind of thing in a different way, you know, with the young Irish and the different migrants. So I just thought it would be a perfect thing for us all to just take a look at, you know, and again, especially the young people, you know, if they know their history, it just makes for a better society. And I love doing that, and I have some beautiful actors, and our audience is becoming multiracial, which absolutely mends my soul. And then the other one we're doing is The Imaginary Invalid, which is a spoof off of Molière's writing. A woman named Constance Congdon is the adapter, and she did an incredible job. People really seem to love it. I mean, you have to laugh. If you don't laugh, well, then something's wrong with you. So that's going on. And have I hit all five now?
You certainly covered
them. Thank you so much.
And you have such wonderful other engagements, family funding.
Yeah, we have. I'm excited about the fall because it's coming up September. Because we have a thing called Under the Oaks, and there it's a chance for people to enjoy music. You know, we have Judy Norton, who is she was one of the Walton kids, of course.
Yes,
you know,
she's a friend. She's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard her sing, and I thought, my God, it's beautiful. So she's coming out, and Little Faith, they're an incredible gospel rock group that is just, again, they need to be seen. And then we have something called Love Song, Story Time, and Mood Madness, where Tom Allard, who is a wonderful storyteller, is coming out. And then somebody's doing, in many distant cities, the last one of September, is doing something with a kind of a celebration for David Bowie. So I think we've got wonderful music. Oh, and I almost forgot the family's Woody Guthrie story. That's when all of the family gets on stage, and we have a story about Pop intertwined with Woody because they were great old friends. And we tell the story through Woody's music and narration of his words. And that's a marvelous thing. And I think my 7-year-old grandchild is going to play the auto hop for the first time.
Wow. It is a family.
So it's going on into the fourth generation.
A family affair. And do you not have a program where you introduce young people to the works of Shakespeare and for them to be able to participate in?
That's the bottom line there. We have a camp, which is every summer for kids from age, 4 on up. And then if you want to go into the adult academy, go on up to 81 to 100. We don't care. We love giving the words of Shakespeare into people's mouths, whether you're professional or non-professional, because it's a beautiful thing to have in your life. We also have school days. That's where we put on Romeo and Juliet for a while. And that's kids come up from all over L.A., and they have classes taught by our actor teachers. And then we have a lunch break, and then they see the play. And we have question and answers, and we have a packet that goes out to the schools prior. So they're really prepared to see the story, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been doing that for years.
Very important, I think, to introduce kids to this
culture.
There's
nothing. Yeah, when kids stand up and they're saying Shakespeare, and then at the same time we have adults come who've always wanted to, and they're scared to death. Kids aren't scared. They just rattle it out.
Now, you have something that I think sounds delightful, speaking of children, coming up in October, which is Botanicum.
Oh, you've got everything here. Yeah, the Botanicum. We started that my daughter started it 3 years ago, and the community has turned out loving it, and the biggest event is the haunted house. We take the whole huge outdoor stage and turn it into a haunted house, and it's so scary, I won't go anymore.
Well, now, we talked a little bit about what a family affair the Theatricum is. Obviously, Willow we've seen perform there a number of times, and a number of family members. What was it like growing up in such an artistic household with so much devotion to the arts and to performance?
I feel blessed. And I feel blessed passing it on to the next generation, because it's all about life and giving and the taking of it, and exposing people to things that maybe they don't want to see, which you do through theater. I think it's a blessing to have come from the family I come from, and that we as a family are really working very hard so that it carries on into the future as a space for Los Angeles people and those are surrounding can come.
Well, I think that's evidently clear when people do arrive. I certainly felt that way the first time I was ever there, and I saw.
Well, I hope I get to meet you. So next time you come, I'll toddle on over and say hi.
Oh well, you bet. You actually did meet me. You were here on the radio with Paul Strohle and myself.
No,
I'm the good looking one.
See, now I knew you were going to say that. Paul is always going to disagree.
So. No, I remember meeting you. Yes, and you were very into music. You guys were so funny.
Yeah, we try. Yes, so you haven't met Andrew in person.
That's right. I haven't met Andrew.
But I will look forward to that in the near future.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Did you ever imagine in your lifetime that you would be doing what you're doing now when you were a young girl and you were just starting in the business?
No, you see, we went through that blacklist thing, and so we moved around a lot. I went to about 15, 16 different schools in my life, and so met a lot of different people, and what I found out, I couldn't type very well. I started to just get into theater, and I was a union actor and acting at age 15. With Stratford, Connecticut Shakespeare Festival, and then on tour with Bert Lahr. And I just haven't stopped since. I've been able to make my living in theater. And then, of course, once you start having a family, you come out west, and that's where you can make money on TV.
Exactly.
Very and then true. That supports your habit.
Very
exactly.
True.
Well, you do it all, and we are so grateful as Los Angelinos to have you doing it for us.
Oh, thank you very much. That's
absolutely.
Very kind of you.
And ladies and gentlemen, the outdoor amphitheater, the Will Gears Theatricum Botanicum, it is terraced, as Andrew said earlier, into the hillside of the Rustic Canyon in Topanga. And audience members are advised to dress casually, warmly for evenings, actually, and bring cushions for bench seating. And picnickers are welcome before or after the performances. And for more information and to purchase tickets and subscriptions, call 310-455-3723 or go to the following web address, Theatricum, which is theatricum.com. You can also visit them on Facebook, facebook.com/theatricum, and their Twitter account as well, which is @theatricum. But make it a point to get up and out of your house and go see this extraordinary venue with this extraordinary work going on at stage.
And of course, it's nestled in such a beautiful area. You can go straight up PCH and you can make a right on Topanga Canyon and zip straight up halfway, or you can do the same thing from the 101 and turn left, and you're going to find that you feel like you've traveled a million miles even though you've just gone a little trip down the road. So
yes, and you can picnic on the grounds, and there's a lovely restaurant in the area too. Mm-hmm. Really nice restaurants. So that know about us and make sure that you get out in time to see the show.
And Ellen, we have in studio with us a beautiful young actress by the name of Alice Hunter, who is co-starring in a show written by Kathy Najimy and Mo Gaffney called Parallel Lives, which is getting ready to open tomorrow evening at Gary Marshall's Gary Marshall's Falcon Theater there in Toluca Lake. And she is actually not from Los Angeles. She is.
Not.
You say hello to Ellen.
Transplant. Hi, Ellen. You're amazing.
Hi. Where are you from?
I was born in England, but I was raised in Australia. I was in England till 9, then Australia until I was 17, and I moved my little self out here by myself.
Oh, good for you! I wish you all the luck in your theatrical journey.
Thank you so much.
It's a good road. It's a good life.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. I love it already.
Thank you for sharing a little bit of that with us today on State of the Arts. You know you're welcome here anytime. We love you.
And
we love Lucy Pollock, by the way, too. So.
Okay. Thank you so much for the help.
Best wishes on your season. Thank you.
Bye.
Wonderful weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ellen Geer.
So, Alice.